you ever had issues with senior citizens not being able to take their drugs on time or take the right prescriptions as they are directed by their doctor? I know that a lot of families struggle with this. A lot of people, whether it's my age dealing with parents, or you're older and it's for yourself, or you're injured or whatever it may be. We've got a solution for that. We've got the VP of Divvy Dose, Matt Green, here in studio. This is Technory Live, and I'm Scott Catoon. So why don't you kind of talk to us a little bit about what Divvy Dose is first?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you again for allowing me to be here today. What Divvy Dose is we are a full-service retail pharmacy. We're based here in Illinois. That's on the surface no different than CVS or Walgreens. You know, we fill patients' prescriptions, but how we differ is, we call ourselves an outcomes pharmacy focused on improving patient outcomes. And what that means is, we know that only 40% of patients actually adhere to prescription medication regimens that are set forth by their physicians, and this leads to $250 billion with a B dollars in excess medical spending every year. About 13% of all healthcare expenditures are direct result of people just not taking medication as prescribed. But more importantly, it leads to about 150,000 deaths every year, more people than breast cancer. And when you're on the outside looking in, it's like, hey, this is a pretty simple fix. So what we do is we remove pretty much every barrier possible between a patient and adhering to their medication regimen.
So, I mean, when you talk about adhering, are we talking about the doctor said take X number of pills, take X number of these? This, like, people with heart issues will have blood thinners and all kinds of different combinations of drugs. Are you saying that people are not adhering to what is prescribed to them?
Exactly. They're either not adhering to what's prescribed to them more often than not, just because the process of taking multiple medications, especially maintenance medications, is not only cumbersome, but it's confusing. So they're either not adhering to it, or in certain situations, they're actually taking the medication incorrectly. They're taking different types of medication that are prescribed by different physicians that might have a negative interaction with each other, which leads to a lot of those deaths that we see every year.
Well, I mean, doctors spend, I don't even want to guess how much time and money that they spend doing research trying to figure out on each individual, patient, what mixes well with your system and how much of this can you have in combination with how much of that.
Yeah.
And honestly, you'd have to be almost brilliant to be able to figure that out on your own and understand your own personal feelings on it. So yeah. I can see how sorting the drugs out and putting it in an organized fashion would be a lifesaver in this particular case.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We take a look at all the medications that that our patients take, that our customers take, whether it's 5, 10, 15, or we have some customers that are on 20, 25 different medications. Now, even for young folks like you and I mean, the concept of managing 25 different medications, some that may need to only be taken on certain days, some that need to be taken at specific times, some that need to be taken at specific times with other drugs along with it. I mean, even for us, that's a pretty daunting task. So what we do is we liaise with all of our customers' physicians and their insurance company, and we organize our customers' medications into individual packets with clearly marked days and times of when they're supposed to take this medication. We package up a month's supply, ship it to them via UPS for free, and your insurance pays for everything. So your co-pays that you pay through your insurance, whether you get your prescription at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart or through us, remain exactly the same. So essentially, it's a no-cost option that's going to remove all these barriers to prescription medication adherence that we've seen.
So, I mean, one of the things, I mean, obviously from my standpoint, I don't have, any conditions that require this kind of medical attention. But I'm also pretty lazy when it comes to taking things when I'm supposed to. So, for example, when I've had surgeries or I've had, break this or whatever, pain pills, I'll get the prescription when I'm there at the hospital and leaving. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to the re-up, unless it is absolutely just killing me, I probably am not going to go to the store and even bother with it.
Yeah.
So you guys sort of bring a mobile element to this where you're delivering it and I don't have to even think about it. Do you think that's opening up opportunities for, CVS and Walgreens are not small.
Yeah.
Is that opening up opportunities where perhaps you are a service that ends up coming in with them or working with them, or is it how would you see this playing out?
Technically, we are competing with CVS and,
sure,
and Walgreens.
Right now, sure.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is when you look at the brick and mortar pharmacy business model, they don't want to do what we do. You know, essentially, their business model, I mean, you know, a lot of it depends on customers actually coming
in. They want them all to come in and then sell them all the other junk that's in the store.
Exactly. You know, and you look at the way that pharmacies are set up, and, you know, we've actually earlier on, you know, after the company was founded, our CEO and founder, who is a second-generation physician, you know, director of a large clinic out in Rock Island, Illinois, who, I mean, saw this problem with his patients. He, you know, he spent a lot of time actually researching pharmacies. And, you know, what we learn is they're set up in the sense, you know, the same way the casinos are set up, where everything from the carpeting down to the lighting down to how the aisles are placed. I mean, it's set up specifically to drive certain types of customer behaviors. I mean, which is why, you know, you always pass by the soda and the Snickers bars on the way back to the pharmacy to pick up your medications. So really what we see DiviDose doing is right now we are licensed to operate in 38 states, including D.C. We will be licensed to operate in all 50 by Thanksgiving time. You know, we have customers in, you know, two dozen different states right now. You know, we see ourselves just continuing to grow that. I mean, you know, 2 years from now, this business is going to be a $500 billion market. So, I mean, there's going to be more than enough opportunity for us to continue to grow at the rate that we have been, especially over the past few months.
Why don't you walk us through a little bit? It's going to be kind of boring, I think, for some people, but I know that healthcare is a major player in the startup and sort of new tech area right now. You were talking about going from state to state to be able to even perform the services.
Yeah.
Why don't you walk through a little bit the process of having to even get yourself certified or being able to do services in all these different states? What is that process like?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you know, that's one of the cool things about our business is, you know, unlike a lot of other what you might call tech companies, you know, we call ourselves tech enabled because at the end of the day, we are a pharmacy and there is a relatively high barrier of entry. Not anybody could go out and just start a pharmacy tomorrow. But the licensing process for each state, I mean, it varies state by state. But, you know, essentially, I mean, you have a lot of paperwork to fill out and then you actually have to have one of our pharmacists. You know, we do have, you know, a couple dozen pharmacists that that work with us in our headquarters right now, travel to the state and take either a test or a series of exams in order to get licensed in that state. And then, you know, oftentimes we have to present ourselves in front of a panel and, you know, essentially sell them on why it would make good sense for them to allow us to operate as a pharmacy in their state.
And what do they normally say? I mean, just curiously.
I mean, you know,
this is obviously the bureaucratic part of it, which they're going to look at it like, all right, you know, whatever, all kinds of different little finite things that, that they're going to question you on whether or not you're legitimate, this and that. But then they have to see the potential value that it would from a health side. I mean, it's, I guess,
absolutely.
What is it called? Money versus health, I guess. Is usually
Absolutely. I mean, especially in this day and age where you have pretty much every state is looking at their individual financial situation saying, oh my God, we got to find some way to either cut spending or increase revenue. You know, but essentially at the end of the day, you know, we agree with them completely on this. I mean, this is part of our mission. You know, what they are focused on and why there is such a due diligence process is a safety factor. You know, they want to make sure that if they are licensing a pharmacy in their state, that it is only going to be to the benefit of the state's residents. And, you know, we obviously take a lot of steps in making sure that our pharmacy is, you know, exponentially safer. And when we say safer, we mean more accurate as far as the medication fill count, the types and the quality of the distribution compared to a local brick and mortar pharmacy like a CVS or a Walgreens.
What would you say is the growth kind of plan or trajectory for DiviDose going forward? I mean, you guys obviously, like you said, are going into other states. What is the next few years look like for you guys?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, it's nothing but excitement. I mean, you know, over the past couple months, you know, we've grown at about a 40% month over month rate. If we're just going by new customer acquisition, and we see that not only continuing, but with the traction that we have, you know, we've hired a good amount of outside salespeople across various states, you know, especially in the Midwest and up and down the East Coast, and you know, we're engaging with a good amount of strategic partnerships with third parties to help get the word out. So we see our rate of growth, you know, climbing pretty significantly over the past, over the next year. I would assume that that within the next 18 to 24 months, you know, we probably would have captured, you know, one half or hopefully closer to 1% of the total market.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But again, you know, when you're out there, when you explain our product and our service to people, and when people see the product physically, when they see the box, and when they get their head around how the entire process works, and you couple that with the fact that it doesn't cost anything, and all they're paying is the normal co-pays that they would pay anyway, because insurance covers everything. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer, whether you are the 70-year-old that's managing 15 medications, or you're someone that's the age of you and I that's taking care of a family member that's 70 years old, managing multiple medications. Now, for folks like you and I, you know, we may look at DiviDose and say, oh yeah, you know, it's a nice to have, but you know, for a lot of people, I mean, for millions, I mean, tens of millions of people across the U.S., what we do is essentially a necessity because it is tough to manage.
It's very difficult for particularly elderly people, but I mean, those who just had surgeries, injuries, whatever, to leave the house and get through. I mean, I know they've got a nice drive through over there at Walgreens, but it's not easy.
Not
to be an
all.
Elderly person, like you get on the bus or if they drive, you know, God forbid they get in their old Chrysler, 86 Chrysler, and take it barreling down the street.
Yeah.
It's not easy for them to get access to this stuff. I don't understand why there is not more of a push for delivery services like this.
Yeah, I mean, especially in this day and age where everything is on demand.
Everything's on demand.
Is delivery. Yeah, and I mean, you know, you're dealing with a demographic that tends to have you know, transportation issues. They tend to live further away from pharmacies and folks that might live in a large metro area like you and myself. So again, for a lot of our customers and for millions of other Americans across the U.S., I mean, what we do is a necessity. It's a huge value add.
How do people get access to this freaky fast delivery from DiviDose? Where do people go to find you? How do they learn more about it?
Essentially, you just go to DiviDose.com. Take a look at our website. We have a sign up page online where it takes literally 2 minutes to switch your pharmacy. You know, same as switching your pharmacy from CVS to Walgreens. All we ask for is a few basic pieces of information, or we do have an 800 number on there where you could call one of our customer happiness experts. We have 24/7 customer service. And again, whole process takes 2 minutes. Completely simple and straightforward.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt, for taking the time to come in today and talk about it.
No, thank you for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
You can stream this episode and more on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. And you can follow me at Katun, K-I-T-U-N. Boom. That's a wrap.